Single and Happy in Charlotte, episode 35, Single, Happy, and Procrastinating. I am podcasting from my room in my house in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been sick. I actually went to the emergency room earlier today, being November 11th. So I'm not going to stay on here too much longer because I need some rest. I'll get into what's going on later. Just know that I'm going to be okay. Let's go. Wow, y'all. So I'm finally back, and I don't know why. I do know why it took so long. Just life, you know, life has been happening and it's still happening. But I want to make time to put out a new episode because I did an interview with a fellow or a sister in the podcasting world. And we did this interview when it was warmer. It hasn't been like a month ago, and y'all are gonna hear it. It's about procrastination. And if you can hear it in my voice, I'm definitely not feeling well. Scratchy throat, the whole nine, but then I have some other issues going on, so I'm actually podcasting from the bed. So I'm not gonna stay on here long. We're going to get into this procrastination situation. I'm going to read something from the blog, and that's it. It's just Single and Happy in Charlotte. And believe me, I am single and I am happy. Peace. And now here's a piece from the blog archives. An open letter to Money in the G-Unit jeans last night. Let me start by stating how much of a label whore I am not. I like branded stuff, but I only buy them if I really, really like them. If I see an off-brand that suits my fancy, I'll rock that. And I get it, this is not New York Fashion Week. This ain't even New York. It's not even the ATL, although, for some reason, folks are still out here calling Charlotte a little Atlanta. Other than sharing I-85 and the same taste in food, we have nothing on the A. But last night, I was like, look at him, partying like it's 2003. Caramel complexion, confident and carefree. Paycheck or tax refund had him balling, child, on a yacht, at the bar, buying a select few, including me, some drinks. Thanks. Here's the problem, though. My dude, you had G-Unit plastered on your backside like what? And you probably got some last night. You conversed with a former friend of mine for a minute. And there's a story behind that, but I will get into that later, y'all. But yes, she is a former friend. For a minute, and I just knew y'all were about to exchange numbers or something. You're younger than us, but within dating age limits. And you sounded halfway intelligent to me. You offered us both some drinks, and we walked upstairs to the bar to get them. We sure did. I don't know what happened since then, but by the end of the night, you were sitting next to us as we left the party on the back of the shuttle struggle bus with your tongue down the next chick's throat. Excuse me, sir? With no effort, you get treated like you're Idris? Really? To rewind back to 6:30 that evening, I took an extra 5 minutes to put my contacts in and made sure my makeup game was on fleek, as they said back in the day. I brought my smile and a positive attitude, although it was chilly up in Lake Norman and so windy that the boat had to be docked for the night. Yet I only get one drink, no phone numbers, no date plans, and no Valentine's love. I pride myself on keeping my looks up because in Charlotte there are at least 5 women for one man. and I get no love. Not just on February 14th either. It can be hot as hell in the dead of July. I know, it's not your fault. Well, it's not really. Anywho, you paid for our drinks, and I even borderline flirted with your boy, even though he grabbed my waist out of nowhere and violated my space by standing beyond my 1 foot if I don't know you unless we are dating rule. Laughed it all off in the name of fun. Still, because you're a man, you get to wear Jean Unit and half-ass your way to tonguing down some chick you just met. She was basic with a hardly morally natural hair weave. But still. Oh, and did I hear you say you had 5 kids? So because you're a man with 5 kids, 12-year-old jeans, and some extra money to buy a few drinks, you get action because you're some hot-ass commodity. Meanwhile, I sit on a couch to read a text from Mr. 6'7", who swore he had changed his ways this year. Well, not only did he not wish me a freaking happy Valentine's Day, but he got annoyed when I told him I was outdoing me. I side-eyed him in my head. That's about the time you stood up. Is that G-Unit? Young man, you've put Winston Salem to shame last night. It doesn't take much to put Winston to shame, but still, you are living proof that being a black man in America means living a life of screwing, wearing, and being whatever the hell you want, because most women won't call you out. Those who do, you'll simply ignore. Being a black woman here means hearing authors and comedians tell me that screwing, wearing, and being whatever I want is wrong because I'm just a girl. If I could take a sledgehammer to these rules, smack the women who allow the men, who allow men like you to exist, and burn your jeans at the same damn time, I would. Sincerely, yours truly. And that has been a piece from the blog archives. Stay tuned for Single, Happy, and Procrastinating. So the interview sounds like we are talking in a wind tunnel, and I apologize for that. It is what it is at this point, but I do apologize from the bottom of my heart.
To help me, you know, get to doing this a little bit faster. And then I'm a co-host on the other show, We Know How to Do This. That's a podcast that I host with two of my good girlfriends. And we're actually on a long hiatus right now. We went on break at the beginning of the summer of 2019, and we were trying to get back to recording last month, and we all just had so much on our plate. We said, you know what, we just need to take a good break until at least December, just so that we're not just kind of eating and doing the same thing that we were doing before, so that we can really think about new content. So, yeah.
Yep. So, talk to me about the procrastination, because I don't know why I feel like that's the best way to go. It is so stressful doing stuff last minute, and, you know, I don't allow for an emergency, you know? So, what's up with that? Why are we procrastinating when we...
You're, like, living on the edge. You're living... Well, there's a number of reasons. I think on my show, on What You Ain't Gonna Do, I actually had to do sort of an apology show, because I started this podcast a few months ago, and then all of a sudden I just stopped. I just kind of fell off. And a friend of mine reached out to me, and he was like, "You're not gonna do this." He said, "You can't start this podcast, and it's all great, and I'm all into it." And then he just dropped off the face of the earth. And I said, "Oh, you're right. And I had to sit and think about it. I said, why did I do this? And, you know, I had so many other things going on. But I think the real problem was that I had this big idea for what I wanted to do for my very next podcast episode. And deep down inside, I was so afraid that I wasn't going to do a good job of it. So I just kept doing all these other things that I knew I had to get done, or that I know I do well, and I could use each of those things as my excuse. Okay, no, I can't get to the podcast because, you know, this is going on at work, or I can't get to the podcast because this thing is going on with school. But really, it wasn't any of that stuff. I was putting all those other priorities ahead of my creative endeavor, because I'm always afraid that when I try to do something creative, it's going to be
So,
I think we can really trick.
What?
We can trick ourselves, like, you know, those times when you waited until the last minute to get something done, and it turned out really well, you'll start thinking like, "Oh, well, this is the magic charm. You know, I work well under pressure. So let me just wait until the last minute, and then I'm gonna do my best work. I'll be focused. I'll be on it, and it'll be just fine. It'll be great." And yeah, maybe it does work out just fine, but that's stressful.
It's stressful, and you know what? With me having lower back issues, and, you know, with me needing to not sit in front of the computer for 4 hours straight, I really can't afford to procrastinate anymore. I need to do things in blocks of shorter time. So how can I or anybody else go from procrastinating to where we have no choice to sit and get it done, you know, by knocking it out in 4 hours? How do we go from that to saying, okay, enough of this, we're gonna take blocks of time throughout the day, throughout the week, and we're gonna chip away at it? How do we go from the procrastination, because we have been flying, you know, I've been getting vibes, what's, I forgot what the saying is, but, flying by the seat of your pants. I've been getting by with that, but I don't like that. I want to be able to, you know, throughout the day, just chip away, and then it's done. So how do I get from where I'm now to where I
want to
be?
Well, I think it's like what you said. I mean, you said, "I don't like that." I know for me, I have to get sick of myself and just say, "I don't like the way this feels. I know that I can do better. I don't have to procrastinate." And then I do what my mom tells me to do all the time. Just write it down. You know that you have things to do. Write them down. Break down the different steps that you have to do. One of the things I do is I have a little notes function on my iPhone. and I really started to love writing out everything that I need to do. And then as soon as I do a step, I put the little green check mark emoji next to it. And so I look at that, give another check mark. And then I feel like, look at that, look at all So do breaking it down into steps, right? I'll do the steps down.
Hello? Uh-oh, I think I lost
Hello?
You. Yeah, there you are. Okay. I thought I lost you.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So we have decided that once we get sick and tired, that's when the transformation begins, correct? Hello?
Yes.
All right. And so how do we keep that momentum going?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? All right,
I moved over. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can. I can hear you.
Okay. So you were saying, how do we keep the momentum?
Yes.
Okay. How do we keep the momentum going?
Yes.
I think, you know, really, I mean, at some point, you have to get real with yourself, too. You know, I know a lot of people who say they want to do things, but they really are more invested in saying that and just dreaming. And I think you really have to get real and decide, you know, I have a goal. Like, I know you and I both are in graduate school, and, you know, we don't want to be in graduate school forever. You know, what's the point of going to graduate school? You want to finish up your studies. You want to get your degree so that you can move on to the next thing that you're trying to accomplish. So you have to set a time limit on things, because you can be dragging on and on and on for years, stuck in procrastination mode, you know, and just not achieving the things that you want to. So, you know, I think you just have to really be mindful of the fact that you want to do things well. You don't want to rush and make a mess of things, but you also don't have all the time in the world. Time is precious. You know, there's things about how, you know, time is even worth. People say time is money, but time is even worth more than money, because you really can't ever get time back. You can make more money, but you really can't get time back. So you have to think about, you know, what is it that you really want to achieve in life? And do you want to enjoy the rewards of your efforts and getting things done, or do you want to be stuck doing the same thing, which is procrastinating? And I know for me, I just get more out of achieving things and feeling like now I can move on to the next big thing, rather than, you know, sitting and I'm in the same position that I was in, you know, 3 years ago or 5 years ago or even 2 weeks ago. So that's what the motivation
me. All right. Well, you're going. I think I got most of what you're saying. I mean, it's just about getting real with yourself and getting serious about it, because you're right. Time is actually worth more than money, child. I mean, hell, I'm a freelance writer, and I can't make money if I'm spending too much time on one assignment. If I am gonna make money, then I need to make more. I need to spend more time knocking my assignments out.
Right, exactly.
Time is
same thing with
worth
school.
Same thing as with school, exactly. Same thing with school. Well, girl, listen, we got about 5 minutes, love. I want you to tell us, how can we keep in touch with you? How can we, you gave us your podcast, but I'm going to give those to us again and tell us how we can find you on social.
Okay, so my two podcasts are What You Ain't Gonna Do, and you can find me on social media at WAGD Podcast. So that's WAG as in Gloria, D as in David Podcast. That's on Instagram. I also have a website, which is WAGDPodcast.com. And on that website, you can listen to episodes of that podcast as well as my other podcast, We Know How to Do This. And We Know How to Do This is also on Instagram. And that is actually at We Know How to Do This. That's that.
Thank you, girl. And I'm sorry about the tech issues, but, you know, my three followers, my time wasters, as I call them, they know that my show can be recorded anywhere. Usually I'm at a bar. If I'm at home, I'm usually drinking. But yeah, I'm at the bar because, you know, the weather's about to change down here. Right now it's a nice 80-something degrees right now. So I'm actually outside on a patio. But by Saturday, the temperature is going to be like in the 50s Saturday morning. It's crazy how the weather changes like this in October.
Yeah, that's global warming. I mean, I'm up here in Pennsylvania, and it's in the 70s, maybe 80s here, but I was watching the forecast, and I think 2 days from now, it's going to drop 30 degrees.
Are you
so, right. Get your time on the patio in. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. I thought the area code looked familiar. I used to, well, I ain't going to get into what I used to do, but
Single and Happy in Charlotte is a production of Thailand Unlimited. Thailand Unlimited is the home of, oh my God, I have so much work to do, but I cannot stop sneezing, coughing, and drinking hot toddies. Welcome to Thailand.